speedbuilders.com. Would you please state your name and address?
Robert J. Milner. Present address is 2728 Lake Road.
Springfield?
Yes.
What's the zip there?
62702, I believe. I'm not sure.
Okay, Mr. Milner, have you ever done this before?
No.
Please remember to answer yes or no to yes or no questions, not uh-huh or uh-uh, because for the court reporter's purposes, it doesn't show up on the transcript.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
10-22-45.
And are you currently married?
No.
Have you ever been married before?
Once.
Who were you previously married to? What's her name?
Name is Paula Starsky.
Okay, do you know where she is now?
No.
When you were married to her previously, where did you reside?
1682 South 2nd.
When did that marriage terminate?
1979.
And when did you get married?
1972.
Do you have any children?
No.
I want to discuss the extent of your formal education. Did you graduate from high school?
No.
How many years of school did you go up to?
Would have been a sophomore.
Sophomore in high school?
Yeah.
Where was that at?
Lanphier.
Okay. And what year was your last year of school?
1963 or 64. I'm not sure.
I take it you never took any college courses of any sort.
College courses? I never went to college, no.
After you finished your schooling in 63 or 64, what did you do then? Did you go to work?
Yes, sir.
Where did you work?
I don't know. It's been so long that I don't remember.
Do you have any idea what you did after you quit?
Vaguely. Washed dishes, worked in gas stations.
Do you know where you did that?
Hardee's Restaurant.
And when did you do that?
I don't remember. It's been so long ago.
Which Hardee's did you work at?
It was at 9th and South Grand.
What was your job?
Dishwasher.
How long were you there for?
I don't really remember that either. Maybe a year or two. I'm not sure.
Okay. Why did you leave that job?
Wanted something better.
Then where did you go after that?
Gas stations.
Which ones?
Numerous ones.
For instance?
Clark.
Where?
Clark Gas Station.
Where?
6th and Pine.
What did you do? What was your job?
Filling station attendant.
How long were you there for?
I'm not really sure.
Approximately?
Oh, 6 months here, 6 months there. I'm not sure.
Why did you leave that job?
Either I would quit or get fired. I don't know. I don't remember.
After you're done with working at Clark Oil, what did you do after that?
Started driving a cab in 1982. Is that what you want to know?
I want to know what you did after you worked for Clark Oil, to the best that you can recall.
Just worked at various gas stations.
And then you started driving a cab in 82?
Yes.
Who did you drive a cab for?
Capital City. I started driving for myself in 1983.
Okay, but you worked for Capital City first in 82?
Yes.
Who did you work for?
No, wait a minute. That wasn't 82. That was 83. I'm sorry, sir.
Who did you work for at Capital?
Percy Bryant.
Capital is in Springfield here?
It was. It ain't now.
How long did you work there?
A few months.
Why did you leave that job?
Change in ownership, and I decided to start on my own.
Then I take it you started on your own in 83?
Yes, I did.
Are you still a cab driver on your own?
Yes.
And you've been a cab driver for yourself since 1983?
Yes, off and on since 1983, yes.
Can you explain why? What did you do during the off periods?
Well, I was on welfare for a while.
Why didn't you continue driving the cab?
I wasn't making any money, too many expenses.
So then you went on welfare? When were you on welfare?
I'm not really sure. 1986.
Then you started driving a cab again after that, immediately after that?
I'm not sure about that either.
But when you're not driving a cab and you were in one of these off periods, when was the approximate time?
1986, I believe.
What did you do in 1986? Why were you in an off period?
That's the latter part. I went out of business.
Why is that?
Wasn't making any money because of the expenses.
What did you do in 1986 after you stopped driving a cab?
I was on welfare for a while. It must have been 1987 or 1988. I'm not sure which one I started driving in again.
Have you been driving continuously since then?
Yes.
Have you ever been charged with a crime?
Yeah.
What crime were you charged with?
Been a long time ago.
What was the charge?
1966 burglary conviction.
And you were convicted?
Uh-huh.
Was that here in Springfield?
Yes. I pled guilty because I would get less time than if they found me guilty.
Did you serve jail time?
Yeah.
Where?
Menard.
Menard Correctional Facility for a burglary?
Yes, that was back in the 60s.
How long were you in jail for?
Year and a half.
Then what did you do after you came back out of jail?
Well, I don't remember. You're going back 20 years.
Okay. Besides this burglary in which you spent time at Menard, have you ever been charged with any other crime besides that one?
Not that I can remember.
Not that you can remember?
Right.
Can you briefly describe the circumstances of that burglary?
I don't remember.
Okay. I want to briefly discuss your work as a cab driver since 1982 when you were on your own. How did you decide to start driving a cab?
Well, I've seen other people starting it up on their own, so I thought I could too.
As a cab driver, did you need some sort of special license?
City license, that's all.